time for the power of God's Word.
This is David Michael with your Power Scripture of the Week. So here we are, coming upon Christmas. Now, how do you explain the meaning of Christmas? Well, to me, Christmas means seven things, which I'll try to go through quickly here. Number one, a time of remembering. That is, remembering the great love that God has for each and every one of us, and that He loved us so much that He spared not His only Son that we might be saved. And in that, remembering the uniqueness of Christ and His life, His teachings, His miracles, His prophetic fulfillment, His death, and yes, of course, His resurrection. Number two, a time of loving. God so loved the world. Let us never forget that. In all our preaching, teaching, evangelizing, etc., let us always remember that the motivation for all this is the love that God has for mankind. He truly loves and cares about us, so therefore we too should care as He cares and love as He loves. Number three, a time of giving. For God so loved the world that He gave. Love cannot look with indifference on the hungry, the sick, the lonely, and the lost. Love must give. God gave all He could give. He gave His only begotten Son. This gift was freely given, lovingly given, graciously given to all of us who are undeserving. Number four, a time of forgiving. God was willing to forgive us. He was willing to show mercy to a sinful, lost, and dying world. Is there someone we need to forgive today? Number five, a time of rescuing. God rescued us by His love and mercy. He saved us from perishing because without Christ, we are without eternal life. Number six, a time of changing. The Christ of Christmas changes us. He makes us new creatures. All things become new for us. We have new goals, new ideas, new direction, a new hope. Christ changes people for the better. And last but not least, number seven, a time of rejoicing. That is, rejoicing in God, really for all the reasons I just listed. God is worthy of our praise. So look, Christmas means different things to different people. And here I have tried to share with you what I believe Christmas to mean. So the question is this: what does the coming of Christ into this world mean to you? From my family to yours, wishing you a Christ-centered Christmas. If you have any questions, thoughts, or comments, please feel free to email me at logicandfaith@yahoo.com. This has been your Power Scripture of the Week. Until next time, this is Dave signing out.